In Northwest News on KPLU, the Mariners are playing the Red Sox in Boston this weekend following that magnificent no-hitter thrown by Hisashi Iwakuma at Safeco Field on Wednesday. KPLU sports commentator Art Thiel says this season has been big for individual wins, but not for team wins. Art, it was certainly a special moment for Iwakuma and the Mariners. Do you see any long-term virtue in it?
Well, I think it's just one game. I do think that the players will get a little bit of an emotional boost from that kind of success, because the Mariners have had individual moments this season of really stellar play, but it hasn't worked as a group at all, and it's been a big disappointment. But instead of Bassett-faced looks from all these guys, we got really some great smiles and laughter, and that was good to see in the clubhouse.
Well, you're speaking of the individual achievements. We can list some of them. Of course, Iwakuma's no-hitter being the most recent, but the team has had four grand slams this season, two of which came from Kyle Seager. Nelson Cruz is a distant favorite for a Most Valuable Player award and is leading in home runs. Felix Hernandez doing well, tied for the most wins in baseball right now. All those individual achievements have not added up to enough wins to make them playoff contenders.
This is a pretty good baseball team, but they haven't been consistent in the key elements of the game enough to create wins. And for these guys, that means their bullpen has really failed. They were the best bullpen in baseball last year, at least by collective earned run average. This year, they're among the worst. Certainly, Fernando Rodney has failed as a closer, but they've also traded away a lot of young players in the offseason. Carter Capps, Stephen Pryor, Brandon Maurer, they were all key elements last year. And I put this on Jack Sorensic, the general manager, because they failed to replace these people. I understand why they made the trades, but that's usually because you have replacements lined up for the guys you're giving away. The second problem has been the failure of starting pitching to last deep into games. Lots of 4- and 5-inning starts, and that adds to the pressure on a bullpen that isn't as talented as they were. The third element is lack of timely hitting. This team has had great individual feats and achievements, but they have never been able to deliver in the clutch sufficiently to get runners in scoring position home. They're the worst in baseball at that. And so when you've got one of these elements, the other two aren't good enough to overcome. As a consequence, the Mariners lead baseball in most extra inning games played. They lead in games decided by 1 or 2 runs. They also lead baseball in games lost in the opponent's last at-bat. Cumulatively, that means they're in games, they're close, but they're playing so many tense games that it does wear on a bullpen that isn't ready to accept the responsibility. So it's been a remarkable thing. There's no one injury, there's no one trade, something easy to point to. A cumulative shortcoming by all parties has led to this dilemma, and yet they've won 8 of the last 12.
Well, I want to ask you for a few predictions now. First on Iwakuma, they almost traded him at the deadline. They didn't. What do you expect to see them do with him now?
Well, he's 34 years old. He'll be a free agent. I think a lot of people would like him to stay. He's the number two pitcher right now, and number two pitchers are hard to find. So I think they'll go with him, and I think he will probably want to stay in Seattle because it's in his comfort zone. He doesn't need to go anywhere else to prove himself. He likes it here. Predicting the rest of the roster outcomes is going to be very difficult because I think there's going to be a new general manager. I think there should be a new general manager. Jack Sorensic hasn't delivered the way I think he should have. 2 winning seasons in 7 years, no World Series. There's got to be change.
All right, Art, thanks.
My pleasure.
KPLU sports commentator Art Thiel's website is Sports Press Northwest at sportspressnw.com, and he's a contributor to crosscut.com. You can find our chats online at kplu.org. I'm Kirsten Kendrick.